Blog Talk Radio.
By Tranquil Mind, by Rod, Massage, Wellness. And right now it is, we're in the middle of sports season. We're in the middle of football, soccer, baseball, and also marathon season. So all of your athletic needs, you can contact me at facebook.com/TQMind. You can go on to Twitter at RC44. You can go on to Facebook at Rodney Stevenson. And as always, you can call 240-778-5219 to schedule your appointment, so that way you can take care of all of the needs that for your athletes or for yourself for sports and relaxation. And today on Love Talk, we have an interesting topic. This topic is based off of an article that I saw in Esquire magazine. Times when I talk about love and relationships on this show, I do refer to sports a lot. And when I made this topic, I didn't have this particular incident happen, but I was watching football, and I was watching my favorite football team, the New York Jets, and it really hit home in regards to this topic in this way. The starting quarterback for the New York Jets, Geno Smith, their coach has been saying, Geno is my guy. I'm sticking with Geno through everything. Geno is the one that has to grow in this. You know, he's made some mistakes, but he's the one that I'm sticking with. He's my guy. And the other day when the New York Jets were playing, you look at it and say, okay, he wasn't doing well. When it came down to making the right decisions, he wasn't doing it. When it came down to doing things on the fly to make things happen, he wasn't doing it. When it was time to go deep, he wasn't the one to go do a job. Let me go to Michael Vick. Maybe Michael Vick will be the one to handle some of the things that Geno can. And unfortunately, it didn't go too well for the Jets, but when I was looking at that metaphorically, it made me think of today's topic. And today's topic is the backup plan. And for those who are not aware of this particular article in Esquire magazine, they said out of married women, now I'm talking about married women, 50% of married women said they have an alternate lover, an alternate love. Now, this on Facebook, and just in conversations for the past week since I've been talking about this, it's gotten a lot of people up in the air when it's the alternate love. What is the alternate love, and what does that really mean? Well, now I'm talking about married women, because when you're dating, there's a whole different scenario that you're involved with. When you're dating, you know, you look at it as you can have a starter, a backup, and someone from the practice squad. You know, the starter is the one that you feel like you're committed to. You're the one that's your person, the one that you feel like you want to be the most involved with. But if that person doesn't perform properly, you got your backup when you're casually dating. And the backup is the one that is ready to step in at any time, performing well. And then in regards to that, even when you're casually dating, you can have that practice squad player. Practice squad player, you know, knows all the moves, knows all the rotation, knows everything that is supposed to go into playing with the big leagues, but really doesn't have much of a shot to get there. So you always get the start of the backup and the practice squad. So just in case the first two don't go right, Then you got that practice squad player that can come up and go to the big league. When you're dating, that is fine. But we're talking about married women. 50% of married women have alternate love. So let's take a look at what the alternate love is. Now, I've had different facets of this when talking about the alternate love view in regards to this. One person said that the alternate love is exactly how I'm describing right now. Basically, the person that has been there the whole time, sitting on the bench, sitting in the wings, and waiting to come off the bench as soon as something goes wrong with the starter, with that person, your go-to person. Then I had another person that gave me a different scenario when it comes down to alternate love. And I'm willing to explore this particular avenue when it comes down to alternate love. And for those who have that alternate love, for those who have questions on this, give me a call, 347-850-1228. You came me up on Facebook, Rodney Stevenson, on this show, so I'm just curious of what you think on this particular topic. Because this second scenario of alternate love gets me thinking. You know, they say that this scenario of alternate love is a person who, you know, you kind of, a person that you kind of go along with, go with the, you know, they're good friends of yours, they're companions, they're someone that you may feel are just a good friend. So it's nothing to the point where, nothing to the point of sexual, nothing to the point of a person that you would want to get with immediately, like saying if something goes wrong with your, something goes wrong with your main person, with your main guy, then this person isn't the one you just absolutely will run to immediately. So this is another avenue when I think about the alternate love. That person that is that subsequent person that just happens to be at the right place at the right time, which of course happens as well. And that's fine. That's fine. I understand where you come from when you look at somebody as that, and, you know, a person that, okay, this is, you know, he's not a person that I would technically get with if my husband, you know, messes up, but it's just a person that might be at the right place at the right time. But then I look at the deeper aspect of this particular article, and this is not where those married women are going. You look at the 50% of married women that say they have alternate love, and then you dig deeper into that 50%. One out of the four in that 50% say that they love this person as much, that they have as much affection as to that person as they do to their husband. So let's evaluate that particular aspect. Okay, so they're saying that they have a person that they know, that they associate themselves with, that they affiliate themselves with, then they say that they have as much love with that person as they do with their husband. Now, how can a relationship be successful if you know that the other person has someone that they love just as much as you? And this is where the problem can arise. They're saying, okay, you know, yes, I love you. You know, and I love you, and I want to be with you, and I want to be affiliated with you. You know, you have my kids. You know, you do things financially for me. You're doing, you know, we're doing a lot of things together. But, oh, yeah, by the way, there is also this other guy that I love just as much as you. And, you know, he's there. Don't worry about him because I'm married to you. But, you know, just in case, you know, things go wrong, just in case we break up, you know, I love this guy just as much, so it's going to be a smooth transition when I leave you and get the, you know, spousal support and get the child support payments and then, you know, go with this guy. That's the one in four out of that 50% that is going on. And then there's another portion of it, 12% of those who were surveyed, 12% of that 50%, so basically 1 in 8. So we already got one out of every four of that 50%. So let's break it down. There was 1,000 people that were surveyed. 500 of them said that they have an alternate love. 125 of that 500 said that, you know what, I love the other person just as much as I love my husband. And then you break that down. You got another 100 people out of that 500 that says, you know what? I love that person even more than I love my husband. This is the avenue that really makes me think that there's a lot of women out there that really truly are not in love or truly not in love with the person that they're with. And what is going on? If they're not truly in love with the person that they're with to the point where they love another person more than they love their husband, that is a problem. That is something that, you know, they have to communicate and be upfront with their husband. And who knows what happens? A husband might respond in a different way than what they're thinking. Because this is what creates infidelity, comes down to women in relationships. They're saying, you know what, I am so infatuated with this other guy. You know, I am so in love with this other guy. This other guy just treats me right. This other guy makes me feel good in all different ways. So I am more in tune with this guy compared to my husband. Or in the other aspect, they're saying, you know what, this person makes me feel good about myself. This person I can communicate with, this person I can talk to. So that's why I feel like I'm in love with this person just as much as I'm in love with my husband. So from the husband perspective, how do you view this? One, we don't know because the wife isn't telling their husband what's going on. Step number one, for all the women that are listening right now, tell your husband if you feel this way. See what happens. Tell them and see what happens. You know, it might be awkward at first, but if you be upfront, you know, the thing about being in a relationship and being married is to be upfront with your spouse. So I know a lot of people are listening to this show and thinking like, that is absolutely crazy. If I say I'm in love with somebody else to my husband, they're going to go off, they're going to have a fit, they're going to be really, you know, they're going to do something or say something that might really destroy the relationship. So, of course, understand the relationship, understand the dynamic of your relationship. But honestly, more so than what you think, women, there are dudes out there that are understanding, that want to try to work this out. Because one, if they're married to you, they know they love you, so they want to try to work whatever situation out that they can. So if you are one of these 50% that say that you have another person that you feel that is in the wings, if they act up, then do it. Talk to your husband in a way that is not condescending. Don't go to them when something goes wrong and say, you know what, shoot, I ain't worried about this anyway because I know I got myself a man, another man on the side that's going to step in when where you can't. You know what I'm saying? For every RG3 in a relationship, there's a cousin right in the background. And, you know, you don't want the person to feel like, oh, shoot, cousin's going to come in and take over my job. You know, you got to make sure that things are understood. One, you never go into a deep, committed relationship knowing that you have another person on your mind without communicating with the person that you want to be with first. And that's what it comes down to. Also, early stages of the relationship, when you're just casually dating, you're getting to that point where things are getting more heated, things are getting deeper, things are getting more involved. Let the guy know that you have feelings and emotions still tied up with somebody else. And a lot of this case comes from a scenario that I got from a person from Florida. And she emailed in, and the scenario is this. There was a person that she was involved with for a very long time, and she thought she was over him, but the feelings were held for a long time inside her. So over the years, she moved on. You know, she got married, had children, and then the other person, via social media, got back into her life just through casual conversation. Now all those old emotions have come back into play because of the conversations that they're having now. So she feels that, okay, all right, I still have strong feelings for this other guy. but I'm married now. I'm married. I have children. You know, we have a committed relationship. We've been together for several years. So now she's at the crux of what should she do? Should she follow her passionate emotions and go with the other guy, or should she stay committed to her marriage? It's a scenario that a lot of these women have right now. They have their alternate love. They have this feeling that because they love this person, because they have love for this person, because they still feel that they might even be in love with this person, this other person, that they have to jeopardize their marriage. And it comes down to communication, ladies. You have to communicate and say, hey, I want to be upfront and honest with my husband and let him know that there are feelings that I have for somebody. And those feelings are very strong for this other person. And these feelings may be strong, but I'm still committed to you. If you say that to your husband and you are trying to describe your feelings openly and honestly with your husband, he may be upset at first. He may feel like you're trying to get at him for some particular reason at first. He might feel even to the point where he doesn't even want to speak to you for a period of time. But it's important. You know, if he says, I don't even want to talk to you right now, I don't even want you on my face because of this situation, you got to understand that, and you have to make sure that you move forward from that. Because if he truly loves you, and if you've been married to this person for a period of time, if he truly loves you, then he will be able to understand that these feelings and emotions have been there for a long period of time, and that's something that you have to work out. Only, but the catch is, he will realize this only if you present it to him in a way that saying that I still love you, I'm still committed to this marriage. And I think that's the biggest problem. That 12% that I was talking about, that 1 in 8 in this scenario that says that they love the other person more than they love the husband, they've been looking for an out for them jump. So they just got this person sitting in the wings from the jump saying that, I can't wait till my husband does something. Wait till my husband does something. As soon as he does something, I'm telling you, you better watch out because I got this other dude right over here that's going to do what needs to be done. And that's the problem because basically you don't want to be married. You just want the commitment. And that's the thing. A lot of these women that probably were surveyed, they really don't want to be married. They just want the commitment. They know that marriage probably wasn't for them. They knew that marriage was something that they had to do because they probably in their late 20s, early 30s, mid-30s, early 40s, and they know that their biological clock was ticking to the point that they had to get married. And that's step one of the problem. If you feel like you have to get married, you feel like there's an area that marriage is the main option because you don't want to be that person that's 35, 40 years old and still not married, so you just find a guy and say, okay, I'm going to marry him because of the fact I know I have to get married right now and I want that super-duper dream wedding because I haven't had that wedding because it's my first marriage. If you do that and you go into the wedding like that, not really loving the husband but loving the situation, then you're creating problems from the jump. And this backup plan that you have is going to make it even worse. So you definitely don't want to do that. Now, if you're the person that felt you were in love with your husband and then all of a sudden you say, okay, I'm not sure if this is the right thing, but I know I got this guy that communicates with me, that talks to me, that has conversations with me, that treats me well, and sitting here, still, you're looking at the wrong aspect because you're married. You're married. You're committed to a relationship. You said that vow and said, you know, for better, for worse, in sickness and poor, till death do us part, and you're saying, okay, now, not sure about that because I think this guy treats me better, and you just want to try to take that next step with a backup plan. That's, you're still in the back of your mind. You don't feel like you want to be committed because you want to try to grab on the other side of the street. You know, your grass might be, you know, a little brown, but on the other side of the street, it looks really nice and plush and green, but it's not really grass. That might be fake grass. It might be AstroTurf. It might be that field turf. That might be that little spray-on stuff that you see in infomercials. It might not be real. But you think it's real because it looks nice, it looks pretty, it looks bright and green and new, while the grass on your side still trying to take that time to grow. It's not growing white, got little patches in there, you know, and you don't want to take the time to fertilize the soil. You don't want to take that time to till the soil. You don't want to take that time to put the seeds down and the right foundation to make sure the grass grows right on your side. So if you don't do that, then that's where that whole concept of looking at across the street, looking at the other dude that, you know, may have good conversations with you and say, that's where I want to go, even though you don't even realize if that grass is real or fake or field turf. You know, that's what you're looking at right now. And the backup plan is a problem. The backup plan is a problem if you just try to hold it in, if you try to bottle it in, if you try to say, okay, I'm going to keep this to myself and I'm not going to communicate about it. You know what? Talk to your husband. Let him know what you're feeling. So if you let him know what you're feeling, maybe that backup plan might not be a true backup plan. It might not be that second spring practice squad player like I put it earlier. It might not be that, you know, the other side as I put earlier. It might just be a person that you just have good conversations with and you just want to communicate with, but, you know, it is just a person that is an alternate in that aspect. You know, when you're married, it's difficult. Sometimes, you know, when you're married, it's difficult to communicate with your spouse. That is common. That is common to say, okay, man, it's something that is really tricky to do because I can't really communicate with my spouse. You know, I try to say things to him, I try to talk to him, and it's just not working out right. And that does happen. That's fine. But you got to understand that, you know, there's more to it than that. You shouldn't just abandon ship because of that. And once again, it's Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. And we're talking about the backup plan. We're talking about the alternative that some people have when it comes down to relationships. You know, it comes down to marriage especially. And it's a difficult situation, of course. But people got to understand that there is a solution to this. And the solution is simple. Talking it out. Talking it out is the most important thing in your relationship. People that have contacted me about the different facets of this, you know, and I know it seems simple. You know, the way I'm saying it seems simple. The way I'm saying it seems like, oh yeah, you talk it out, it's no big deal, and you know, everything's going to be happy and everything's going to be great. No. Believe me, you're going to go through some fights. You're going to go through some trials if you talk this out with your husband that you have a backup. So how you present it is very important. How you present it to them is the fact that you have to understand their feelings and emotions are going to be hurt. Because as a man, the man feels that we are supposed to provide for our family in all facets of everything. So emotionally, mentally, physically, sexually, everything has to be your husband that everything is not on point. Then what that does, that takes away from, you know, aspect of him saying that he's there for you. And that's wrong. You don't want to take that aspect away from your husband. So if you do that, then you're taking away, in essence, their manhood. You know, taking away the essence of their, you know, their sense of being. And then if you do that, then that's just not right. That's not fair to your husband. That's not fair to that significant person in your life. So don't do that. Don't go into a relationship saying that. Don't go into a relationship acting like that's the way to go. And if you do that, then you are putting your relationship in harm's way. Putting your relationship in harm's way and making it seem like it's not as critical to you. In essence, closing remarks. Communication is very important. Communication is key. Communication is the biggest thing. Communicate with your husband. Make sure that all your feelings and emotions are put out there on Front Street. So that way everybody knows exactly what you're feeling, exactly what your thoughts are, so you can create a better and open relationship. And not an open relationship in a way that you have that other person that you can just go to at any time, but an open relationship in regards to the fact that you have all of your feelings out there, and the other person and your husband knows exactly where you stand. And if you do that, believe me, you'll feel better as a wife, as a mother, as a person who wants to be committed in your relationship. And this is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. And as always, I thank each and every one of you for listening to this show and taking the time out to make this a part of your week. When it comes down to this backup plan, we're gonna focus a lot on the homecoming. And that's what this whole month is about, the homecoming. And this is part one of that. When I say the homecoming, I'm talking about the when you go to homecoming, a lot of different things in your past come up. Different loves, different relationships, different scenarios that may put you in a position where you are thinking about your past, thinking about the nostalgia of the past, nostalgia of the past relationship that you might have had, nostalgia of the past feelings that you had, and try to relate that to what you have now. Because as we all know, when we go to a homecoming, you know, you look back at where you were when you were at the school and where what state you are now. You know, some people feel like, okay, you know, I may not look the same as I did. I may not feel the same as I did. I may not have that same swagger that I did when I was in high school and college. So I'm going to try to put on that front that saying that, hey, you know, I still got this. I still got that. You know, people put on different personas when they get to the homecoming. And relationships are just like that. Because when you look at the past and you look at that person that you were 15, 20 years ago and then you look at the person you are now, people get tied up about that. People get tied up saying that I wish I was the person that I was 20 years ago. And you got to realize that relationships are about growth. Relationships are all about growth and foundations. So that person that, so sticking with this topic today, if that person that has that backup, what kind of foundation do you have? What kind of growth are you looking for if you still have in the back of your mind that other person that you are lusting after more? According to that 12%, 5% say they love them as much as they love their spouse. Is that beneficial to your relationship? And it's tricky. It's tricky because love is tough. Now, for those who say they lust after the other person more and they lust after their husband, that's one thing. But the 1 in 4 that said they love the other person as much as they love their husband, you really got to have a sit-down communication with your husband. It is very important to understand and to realize what that love's about and how to develop your personal love for your husband in addition to the feelings and emotions that you have. It's homecoming. Homecoming season, everybody, and the homecoming is about recognizing the present and how that came from the development and the prospects of your past. So, once again, Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. And thank you, each and every one of you, for listening to this show. And stay tuned for the Rod Stevie Show this upcoming Sunday. We're doing a lot of continuation shows. It's also election season. So we're going to get into election season. We're going to also talk about the missing once again. Alicia Rudd has been missing for 6+ months, but people talk about this Heather Graham girl leaving UVA. There are situations here where there's 2 children in the area in Montgomery County, Maryland, that are missing and have been missing for a long time, but the news still talk about this girl in Virginia. And I just want to talk about what constitutes the missing, what constitutes the person who they look for. And I've done this before, but it's still important that we talk about our missing girls and boys that are still lost out there. So we're going to hit that topic, and I hope everybody calls in. Let me know what you feel about the particular topic and make sure that we are doing the right things for our community to make sure we bring these children home. So as always, we will be here each and every week and love to hear your feedback even after the show. And you can, like once again, you can hit me at rsteve44 on Twitter. You can go on facebook.com/RodneyStevenson to send in your information. And if you're interested in Massage and Wellness with Tranquil Mind by Rod, you can go on facebook.com/TQMind and let us know where you feel there. So until next time, this is Mr. Rod Stevie, and we'll talk.